Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having conversations through the lenses of two different perspectives.
All that stuff.
I am. You can curse on this one. It's the
podcast. Oh, yeah.
I am the Tony Davis.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag all that shit.
There we go.
M.A. is, he's missing right now. We don't have him tied up or anything.
You tried that on the video.
I did.
It didn't work.
It didn't flow.
Go check out our YouTube channel whenever you hear this and look at some of the older videos and hopefully new ones we'll be able to put up shortly.
Yep.
We're doing movie reviews now.
More so,
just talking about film and television
and how it relates to life.
Yes.
Speaking of, you asked me something earlier.
I asked you something right before we hit record.
Come on, man. Don't let the people behind the curtain play. They'll never know. Who's going to know? Who's going
to
know?
I said, what movie do you most want to be real?
And then I thought, what movie? When you said that, I was like, I don't know if I can answer that, but I maybe can answer what movie do I most relate to?
All right, go for it.
The Golden Child.
Maybe this should have been a video.
Right. The Golden Child.
No.
I want the knife. I think... You know, honestly, Trading Places.
That's the one you most likely want to be real?
I can relate to it.
You've never been poor.
Sure I have.
You ain't never been like that.
No, I've never been that. I know what poverty is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we've both been around enough people to know what wealth is.
I don't think we've been around that type of money.
I mean.
I take that back.
Yes. Thank you. Don't come on now. Let's not.
I mean, I didn't get to see how he balled. You know what I mean?
Do you need to?
At 250? Yeah.
250 in the 80s, cuz.
250 in the 80s. I mean, right. No, but this guy that I was around had 250. Yeah. So, I mean, but it was by proxy.
Yeah.
It was by proximity, I'm sorry, not proxy.
Yeah, I relate to it because it's two things. One is the relatability of common folks and their struggle with trying to be something that they deem is the greatest or the end all be all, and mm-hmm. then people of means saying, oh, this ain't all it's cracked up to be anyway. Like, Winthrop didn't have nobody to call home, bro. No one. He had no one to in his entire life.
That's his fault.
It was his fault. But there are a lot of people like that who get to a certain stature and be like, I have fuck you money.
Because you have to have. I do think that you have to be in. I was just thinking about when you said I have fuck you money. And I was thinking about Wall Street. That's already real life.
No, that's real.
I think you have to be really focused, hyper-focused on your job if you're going to be that type of wealthy. So he doesn't have time to spend or make friends or do all that. That is very calculated in who he dates and sure. who he interacts with because, well...
We have dinner at a certain time.
Yeah, we everything.
We have play sex squash. Yeah. Right.
We don't really love each other. We understand the benefits first, and we love each other second.
You don't think Penelope really loved Winthrop?
No, she was fucking Ted. Todd, then two scenes later.
Oh, she was. You scallywag.
You know what I'm saying? Nasty hooker.
You nasty. Rich whore. Nobody wants your drugs here. Yeah, nobody wants your stinking ass pussy neither.
I don't know.
Right. Ted does. Right.
Hey, I'm raising my hand. I'm just saying, though. I mean... Part of the Duke family? Not anymore. You don't.
Right. He was like, "This is what kind of watch did he have?
It's a Rochefoucauld.
A Rochefoucauld?
Around here is worth $50.
Man, this shit's so hot. It's smoke. But even down to the bare minimum, he having a hawk, his prize possession. Like, and it's funny to me how what. Wealthy or people of means attach themselves to. He was really heartbroken about giving that watch up.
He's like, I was heartbroken and it didn't even exist then.
Right. It's like
somebody said they made it now. I don't know who the parent company is, but they have a Rochefoucauld.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was going to create it. Or have a company, you know.
It tells time in 12 different time zones?
And Schnott. Schnott.
Lego him.
What?
It's an opera.
It's an opera. And he's wearing my Harvard tie as if he went to Harvard.
Yo, what if somebody did that to you? Stole your life.
I stole my life, man. Now I have to go back to the other side. I used to be happy, but now I'm like
supposed to be like, follow me. Follow me on Instagram. I can't even do that,
you know,
man.
What movie that, you know? I don't know, man. Like, how do you feel like you would handle things if you were the main character of Devil Wears Prada? Because that's unrealistic.
That is unrealistic.
You're not gonna get that job off rip.
No, you're not. I mean, I appreciated her skill set and how Anna went to. Yeah, well, her skill set and her work ethic. Her skill set was, I'm organized, I'm tactful, I'm on time. Her work ethic was, I'm just not going to give up until you respect me.
Right. I'm gonna make you.
Right. I'm able-bodied. Like, I can do this. But really, she didn't want to do that. She wanted to do something else, but she was a reflection of herself in those moments.
You mean reflection of Miranda Priestly?
No, she was a reflection of her. She wanted to be those things. She just didn't know it.
Nah, I think in any environment you start to become. If you know, what I mean, if you put yourself in Duke and Duke for 2 years, you're gonna start acting like a snob. You're gonna turn into Todd.
I would hate that. I don't deny it, but
if I moved the whole family out to East Cobb. Growing up then, not like it is now, where you know, still it seems like a long drive because there's no expressway.
Yeah, that's the odd thing about East Cobb. There's the closest you're gonna get is 75.
The real East Cobb, not everybody trying to get an extension of
After you get off the highway, it's 40 minutes.
Yeah. right.
Like, yes.
Yeah, the real East Cobb.
And we're talking about Georgia because we're in Georgia, but. Yeah. If the Dukes, it was the Dukes.
I think you're gonna start to see how. I mean, your kids are probably looked at as that way anyway, but you guys are looked at as snobs.
No,
your attitude would change.
If
I moved you to where I'm from,
wait.
They would say that about you.
Okay, let me ask you this:
because it's said about me.
Do you think the attitude would change or your character would change?
What do you mean?
Okay, so your attitude is a reflection of your day-to-day for me, right? What motivates you, what drives you, right? Your character is something that it's attached to your moral compass, it's attached to your experiences.
Both. It will bleed into what's important and the things that you that now drive you. And it's not a negative thing.
I don't take it as that. I don't put as much stock into saying my character or attitude would change.
I don't know how you are in the business world anyway. But I think that the higher you go up the ladder, the more you start to turn your nose up. I watched Michael Clayton recently.
Good one.
The mood of that
Michael.
The mood of that movie. Talk about dark. But it's not like, you know.
I love her.
But yeah, but
I'm in love with you. I'm so sorry. I just can't.
What? Oh, man, you getting booty naked? Spoiler alerts, by the way, if you haven't noticed. We're
cut this off.
Keep rolling. yeah, this is going to be spoilers. That's what we should call the show, spoiler alerts.
Oh, that's good. That's good on the fly. I like
All Man Presents. Spoiler alerts.
Shoot from the hip.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, straight up. Because they really shitted on my boy. George Clooney, especially when the firm, I forget, what's that actor's name? Who's the head of the firm?
Oh, Sidney Pollack. He died.
He did die.
Yeah.
But he's a great actor.
Tell me his character wasn't like, that's what a rich nigga
right? He's like, listen.
Exactly
listen,
how he acts.
Listen. We got you your 80 grand. Okay.
And but, 3 year,
and 2 year extension. Still. However, this is it. Okay. This is all I could do on such short note. I was like, he just talked to him yesterday. He was like, I need this.
And then they did it through the company.
Yeah, he was like, and this is going to be. And then Shitface, the junior partner.
Michael O'Keefe character.
Are we going to have to, you know.
Listen, stop. He's an asshole.
Sydney was a beast. He was like, listen, stop.
But when
he's an asshole, but he's right.
But he's right.
right.
His character, if you just watch, I mean, he doesn't deliver that no more than 5 minutes, maybe.
Yes.
But when his character, he Bam. Just, like, I was like, if you ever seen Rich Dude, that's.
Well, at least he played the epitome of that, right?
I've been around rich business people like that, and it's not that real.
He was surgical with that bitch.
I take that back. It's the exact same
way. Right. He was surgical with that bitch.
He was nice with it. And I was like, yo, if y'all want to see how to play a rich dude, that's it.
He kept it so funky, too. He was like, listen, man, you got to stop this.
Yeah.
Okay? You.
But when they talk about them being janitors, and they're attorneys. Right. But they clean up dudes. They fixers. They know what to do, how to do it.
But even the way your boy approached him when he was like reading him, he was like, you're not a lawyer. You're not he was like
crapped on him.
Right. Like, he was like, what do you do? You're a bottom feeder.
Yo.
You're a janitor for lawyers. Exactly. Like, but I mean, I think you would consider him a lobbyist.
For a particular. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And lobbyists, I mean, do more for less. Michael Clayton was special because he actually cared about what he did, which is probably inadvertently his downfall.
You think he cared about what he did?
Sure. Because for him, you can tell he has a certain admiration for his son, not so much his wife.
Of course not.
Right?
But it was.
But he sacrifices. He intentionally puts himself in situations or not because he has that inkling of, okay, I still got my son. And I at least want to be around for that. But everything else is like, if it's not work, I'm going to gamble my life away.
I think that this is a real life. The characters of Michael Clayton were closer to real life.
Sure.
And people could relate. I think that's why I got the hype it did, looking back at it. Because at first I thought I was influenced by the hype of it.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it
for
a while.
Or the actors.
No, because I'm never really like, oh my gosh, Clooney, I got to see it.
Never?
Never. Not been one George Clooney movie that George Clooney was the star, and I said, "Oh my gosh, I got to see it." Well, outside of Oceans, but it was
what about
it was ensemble?
Brother, Where Art Thou?
Never saw it. I'm not a Coen Brother fan. I don't think the Coen Brother did that, did they?
They didn't.
That's what.
It's a great movie though.
But looking at that, he has real life problems. He's not rich. He's a lawyer. He started a firm, but he's not a partner. He had a gambling problem.
Yeah. Then he started a restaurant.
Yeah,
why would he do that?
Yeah, why?
like,
in New York City.
Yo, but the opening scene, priceless. Where you going? Wait, did I say something?
Well, let me. Who leaves? Right. Why are you leaving?
Why are you leaving? What is it? Is it because you dumped all that money in that shit restaurant? Are you mad about that?
Like, yeah, I was. And like, as soon as he has excess money, he got about $5,000 left.
Yeah,
where does he go? That actually turns into the opening scene.
Yeah.
Where does he go? Goes to gamble.
Yeah.
He says
Immediately.
Fuck it. An addiction. He has an addiction. He got a friend with bipolar or schizophrenia or something. He got a mentor,
smart,
not just.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He trashed Michael Clayton when he talked to him. Hey, man. Let me tell you something. You had a better chance in Wisconsin. Right. When you coming here, you don't know the laws, bro.
Right. You don't know the laws.
Need to pick your face up.
What do you mean you lost him? what do you lost him.
Man. Go watch Michael Clayton. Next, I'm going to present. Would you ever want to be James Bond?
No.
Why not?
Why? I'm not into espionage. I just like to watch it. I'm keeping an eye on it right now. The fact that James, like, you know what would annoy me? Is that the fact that, A, James, you're a cool dude, man. You got the coolest clothes. You got the coolest car. You can never really enjoy it, though.
That's like, what I was saying. Yeah.
You always on a mission.
Even when you're not. Like, you got to worry about somebody blowing your head off. I don't even know how you get a rise out of his penis. Because it couldn't be.
Right?
Like, I get that you get to smash all the bad brides. I wouldn't even enjoy it.
I don't believe that martini shit. That's not relaxing you. You just got shot out about mercenaries.
Like, and then kill some people. How do they know where you are?
And then hopped in the Aston Martin with no doors on it. And drove it several miles. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Would you want to be?
No.
James
Bond? I don't want to be. It sounds cool to be James Bond or Jason Bourne.
What's the appeal of spy movies, honestly?
Well, we represent them with cool, masculine guys.
Okay.
Right?
Talk about it.
They're usually the leading man, even if it's not an action spy. Like, we always talk about Spy Game.
Sure.
I mean, Brad Pitt in the 90s? Really? Who doesn't want to be Brad Pitt in the 90s?
Next to Robert Redford.
Right, which was Brad Pitt in the 70s. or Brad Pitt is the Robert Redford of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope. I was expecting more because I wanted a spy movie.
And yeah,
I
got Robert Redford definitely could have been Brad Pitt's dad.
Definitely.
I would like to see, well.
My big brother. What's up, homie?
Nah. He got a son of. He got a son of. He got to. Like, he got to.
Listen, young buck.
Who do you think? What? Because we talk about all-star actors or what we deem as all-star actors or prominent actors. What do you think? What cast is underrated in a movie?
Cast?
Yeah. Collective.
Oh, the cast of
That's underrated.
Twilight. What are you talking about?
Fuck out of here, Tony. Cut this. All right, this has been an All Man Podcast. Present spoilers. He spoiled it. We're done. What do you mean? Robert Pattinson.
Yo, you ain't like the Batman?
Cursed. What's that's another show.
What's her name?
What is her name? What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your badge number?
The Fugitive.
Give me your badge number. Yo, I wouldn't tell you even if I did know where he was. Also a rich asshole. He was rich.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah. I gave him what I had.
That's what I'm talking about. So let me
I gave him what I had.
The money out of it. Like there's Prince Akeem and then there's Simi and then there's this dude.
Right, right.
So you just reach in your pocket and that's
I just gave him what I had. Few hundred dollars. You was coming from playing squash. Why you got a few hundred dollars on you?
Devlin McGregor, baby. Yeah, it's probably
sneakers.
Been
sneakers.
Don't remember it.
Who's that? Sidney Poitier, Emilio Estevez, Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd.
I don't remember it. Didn't see it.
This is a spy movie. Well, it's not necessary. Old Spooks. Old Spooks. I mean.
Spook as in
CIA.
Company man.
Yeah, not anywhere. Wah, 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 wah. Yo, that can take us in. We should really be playing 6 Degrees of Separation. Yeah, because that would take us to Back to the Future.
Listen, get out of here, Spooks.
What did you call me, Pecklewood?
The more I watch Back to the Future, it's just it's awesome. Till you get to the point where it had to happen, because when Marvin is me, Marvin Berry,
your cousin.
You remember that sound you was looking for? This is it. So obviously, if that's how Chuck got his sound, then it had to come from him who got it from Chuck. But
sure.
So, you know, that's weird.
Where do you rank Back to the Future? One.
Obviously.
Don't. Okay.
Well, you emphasize.
Obviously, it's going to be like. Obviously, it's going to be like and here.
Look, it's like. Well, I like two.
You like two better than one?
No. No. One's awesome.
Do you like three at all?
No. I like one scene.
In three?
Yeah.
At the beginning?
Nah. It's where Griff Tanner shoots old buddy. Bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
It's really just a remake of each.
Yes.
It's just a remake.
Adaptation. Do you think they should redo the Back to the Future? And before you answer, you do realize it's coming.
Oh, is it?
No. I'm just predicting that someone will say.
Because they're lazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's lazy. Nobody wants to make anything original. Do I think
that's profound?
No, I don't. I don't. I mean, Top Gun wasn't original. I went to go see it again. Maverick. It's just Top Gun 1.
You went to go see Maverick again?
Yeah, I saw it twice.
So now he's just giving money away.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I didn't pay for it.
Okay, good.
First good. Time, yeah. Second time, no.
No.
Somebody wanted the experience with me, and it wasn't. It was. That person was like, yo, this is crap.
And you were like, told you.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Until you saw it the second time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's really bad.
I think. Because we're not professional movie critics.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We don't get paid for it yet.
Okay.
How about that?
We're not getting paid for our criticism. However, it is fairly accurate.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who are watching and listening, I want you to understand that your favorite movies are under scrutiny at this point.
Oh, yeah.
If you have deemed them your favorite, I would like to know why they are.
Yeah.
And who told you that was okay to think that way? And if you have a proper validation for them, I'm up for hearing it. I'm not going to agree, especially if it's Pootie Tang or
Joe Dirt. No, but some people liked, I've heard, speaking of Maverick, Maverick was trash.
Maverick with Mel Gibson?
No, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, Maverick with Mel Gibson was actually pretty good.
You liked it?
Yeah. I liked Mel Gibson before he went off on a tangent.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, y'all know who's a racist or a bigot, not a racist.
I don't even mean racism. Like, Mel Gibson always looks like he's on cocaine now.
Probably.
Like, his eyes. He looks like a koala bear on cocaine. like
a narcoleptic. Koala bears are narcoleptic.
Right. That's why he got to take the
cocaine. That's why he got to take the coke.
But he's got this full-fledged beard. His hair is grayish white. And he wears it out. He grows it out. So now he looks like a koala bear in the face.
This is why I think you would change it once you get around a certain type of life. I think you would become more like that. And then it doesn't have to be rich. It could be any type
of life. You feel like I would become more like Mel Gibson?
Yeah, you just wouldn't care.
So do That's coke what, and call people niggas?
What's the difference other than you don't do coke now?
See? That's true. We're all about validity here. If you can validate the point, I can't argue it.
You said, what's the difference?
Right.
I don't do cocaine.
But I don't know if Mel Gibson does cocaine. And, sir, if you're listening to this, I love your work, but it does look like you look like a koala bear that's on cocaine.
Everybody likes koala bears. They're cute. He's old that do cocaine. Who cares? I would like to be that when
what's
I'm
the, What's the last Mel Gibson movie that you saw that you thought was good?
Okay. Well, this has been the spoiler alerts.
In the 90s.
No, I saw Payback.
Wait, you thought that was good?
I enjoyed it.
I don't think it was bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, oh. Nah.
It wasn't Lethal Weapon.
No.
It's not much that is.
Lethal Weapon 2? 3?
3?
4?
4 was a stretch, but they had Jet Li in it.
Yeah.
And that's why they had Jet Li. If people don't realize
Iron Man 3 was Lethal Weapon. Real movie buffs get it.
You know what? Now I'm going to go back to Iron Man 1. Tony. You don't need to do this, Tony.
Tony, man.
That was Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is the man.
He was on this dude then. That's when he was making his return.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff Bridges is going to be our new Sean Connery.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I haven't seen any of his new stuff. I've never saw, what was the one he won an Oscar for?
The Big Lebowski?
No, he didn't win an Oscar for that.
Oh.
I didn't see Big Lebowski all the way through.
I didn't either. What did he win an Oscar?
The one where he was a country singer.
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah. Yeah, gonna be a film critic. You don't know film.
I'm
film. That's my new
film.
I was watching The Gentleman. before I came.
Also a great movie. We should have we're gonna have a show just with British films.
Oh, all of mine gonna be Guy Ritchie. I don't watch.
Is there anything else?
I don't watch.
Except for Layer Cake. That's not a Guy Ritchie film.
That's a Matthew Vaughn film. So, yeah. Okay, you're right.
And it has to be in the
Matthew
conversation.
Matthew Vaughn and Guy Ritchie. I don't watch anybody.
Agreed.
Sorry. Sorry.
So it's about a boy, even though that boy grew up and was in X-Men Origins. And that was fucking, what's the dude name, the British dude? He look old as shit now. He was in The Gentlemen.
He looks old.
He starts the story. What is his name? Was it 9 1/2 weeks?
Didn't see 9 1/2 weeks.
Oh my God. He's talking to the old boy on the couch at the beginning of The Gentlemen. Cause he starts the story. He keeps flirting with
Oh, that's because he is old. Yeah. Jeez.
Right. You're that old.
You just think of him as, what's her name? You think of him as screwing up, what's her name, Hurley? Elizabeth Hurley, because that's who they used to miss.
Oh, wow.
In the 90s. And I'm trying to think of his name.
Music and Lyrics was trash.
What was that about?
It had him and Drew Barrymore in it.
Nah. No thanks.
Yep.
He said he's starting to look old. That's because he is, man.
No, he looks old.
Yeah.
Does Samuel L. Jackson look old?
Samuel L. Jackson has looked the same for 40 years.
Exactly. Does Morgan Freeman look like he should be 102?
Yes, because he's looked 100 for the last 40 years.
For the last 40 years.
I was watching
years.
Dark Knight Rises.
I was too.
The other day.
I was too.
There's a scene at the end. He runs. I was like, Morgan Freeman is running at 75 years old. Right. I don't want to hear anybody talk about how they hurt. Morgan Freeman, and probably had to do it 3-4 times.
Yeah. Favorite scene in Dark, one of my favorite scenes in Dark Knight Rises is when he's talking to Bruce. He's in the office. And Bruce is like, okay. He's like, that's it, Mr. Wayne? Usually. And he's like, I'm retired. He's like, well, let me show you some stuff anyway. Yeah, and it does come in black.
Dark Knight Rises problem. Too many problems. There's never, ever just one scientist that can build some stuff.
Nope.
And you knowing where Bruce's stuff is, how do you know? I mean, I guess you are League of Shadows, but.
Yeah. And she was in the inner workings because she had been there for a while. So she kind of got in good.
Yeah, Miranda.
She was playing it. Yeah, Miranda. Yeah. She was playing it.
But why would you smash
She's her? A lovely woman.
Yeah. Like, but you fucked him.
We all want the best for you, Bruce.
Why would you? Right, exactly. Right. Right. That was dope.
If you've ever seen gentlemanly elderly man allude to the fact that you need to fuck her, it sounds completely different.
Debonair.
Right.
That's how grown folks talk.
She's quite lovely, Master Wayne. Like you don't want to. You're right.
You don't want to smash. They was pawning Bruce off on everybody. Huh?
Yo, like it was a dating game. But again, it's those little quirky moments in the movie that makes it great. And Christopher Nolan is the man because he could do that.
He's the man for those movies that have an ending to them.
Yes.
A story that have an ending to them. He creates his own ending? No.
Christian Bale recently had an interview when he was talking about some of the work he's potentially doing. And of course, they talked about
Thor,
the trilogy.
Oh.
And yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, they, yeah. But he was like, Would you ever go back to the bat? And he was like, only if Chris called me.
That's dope.
He said, that's the only way I would put that suit back on.
Not sure I would want to see it. They made some great work.
They made amazing work, and I think they did their job.
Yeah.
I think we're in the era now. I think we'll end here, but we're in the era now where people don't understand where once you make good art, just let it be good art.
Yeah. Stop trying to remake. Be original. Do something.
Not only that, once you recognize that you have something good, understand that this is good, but all the variations of such probably aren't going to be nearly as good.
No.
So stop.
Stop. I don't think people do that.
No.
You have to find artists. Right now, you're just fine people who want to make money.
Sure. And I'm not mad at that.
I am. And we'll talk about that one day. Let that go. We're going to talk about this after the show. Well, this has been the Odd Man Podcast. I am D. Tony Davis.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag, we're out of here for spoilers.
Spoilers presented by the Odd Man Podcast.
We out.
Yep.